The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.
The Oddity News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Oddity News on the Oddity News Network, Chair Shot Radio Network, also known as the ChairShot.com. My name is Dave Wirtz. I am going to be your host. But let's not forget, this is a two-man operation, and we cannot have a host without a co-host, also known as Peter Wacko. That's a real dentist out in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Tony, I thought I would mix it up by finding a real person with a name like Peter Wacko. He's a dentist, and especially because I have a dental appointment immediately after this.
I figured it was appropriate. I don't envy you, and as a child, I knew another kid named Mark Yackel.
Oh, do we have a dot? Yackel and Wacko and Dot? Come on, Animaniacs reference?
I got it.
I'm just trying to fill in the time. Trying to have conversation. Fair enough. Well, how are you, Tony? Are you warm? You warm at all?
So, like a dumbass, I decided to take my car in for service yesterday on the second coldest day of the year. And
I did too.
I took it there. And I had a ride. So they're like, oh, we should be done in like an hour and a half. I go, don't worry about it. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7. Come back the next day, today, 7. It's 14 degrees outside, below zero. Everything's done. Car's great. You're good to go. Go to start it. Doesn't start. They have to jump my car. So luckily, just driving to work, charged it back up again, and it started when I left work. But yeah.
Yeah, my tire went flat on me on Sunday, so I had to go and take it in to get to good old Mr. P's and get myself a cheap tire. A nice cheap tire, but it was fucking terrible. Well, oh well, that's how it is. It's on in the Midwest, and it's negative 30 and wind chill. You know, all that good stuff. We here at the Oddity love to bring you the ridiculous in the news, and we are going to do that as usual. First up, from MSN.com, Chinese basketball star suspended for smuggling girlfriend into room in suitcase to do his homework. Young star faces uncertain future despite claims that he was only helping his student sweetheart with her English studies overnight. A top Chinese basketball player has been suspended after being accused of smuggling his girlfriend into his dormitory in a suitcase. The punishment was meted out to Zhang Zhiliang on January 8th by Guangzhou Lung Lions, oh good lord, a team from southern China, Guangdong province. The club said Zhang, 20, had violated the team's management rules. In a statement, the club, which is a member of the Chinese Basketball Association, said he had not handled his personal matters appropriately, the Yangcheng Evening News reported. Earlier this month, Zhang's girlfriend, who was not identified in the report, but who some sections of the mainland media said was a struggling art student, said on social media that she was studying English all night in the dormitory. She had previously released some pictures showing herself curled up so she could fit into a suitcase, as well as images of the inside of Zhang's dormitory. This led many internet users to speculate that she was snuck into the player's dormitory in the suitcase. The scandal unfolded a day ahead of Zhang's club's 103-90 loss to Qingdao Eagles, a team in the Eastern China. Zhang played for 25 minutes of the match and scored 5 points, made three turnovers, and effected two rebounds. The story trended on mainland social media following the communication among the club management, coaches, and Zhang realized that he should set a higher requirement for himself as a young player, the club said in a statement. He feels sorry for the negative impact caused by the incident and pledges to improve himself from all aspects. Zhang became the first-tier player for the Guangzhou club in 2023. His girlfriend has since deleted the controversial social media post in which she released pictures displaying the affection between the pair. Aw, come on! Haven't you ever snuck a girlfriend in a trunk of a suitcase before?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Never been caught, though.
Fair enough, fair enough. Fun fact about these Lung Lions, I believe this is the same team that former Milwaukee Buck Jilian Ilian went to and became like an absolute star on. I think they won like 4 titles.
Well, he sucked over here, so good for him.
Wow.
No lies detected, Dave. No lies detected.
That's true.
Nicole Paulino detected a lie. Nicole Paulino of Gaithersburg, Maryland, made the discovery that she had been declared dead after applying to renew her driver's license. She said she was left frightened and surprised as a text informing her she was officially dead popped up in the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration system. It then appears that I am deceased, she told NBC4 Washington. I got a little frightened, I'm not going to lie, and surprised, because I am alive. Here I am. Officials said informed Ms. Paulino she could not renew her license before she received a letter from the U.S. Internal Revenue Service describing her as deceased taxpayer. Health insurance for the mother and her 3 children was canceled, prompting a steam of medical bills and leaving her unable to get her inhaler she needs for her asthma. This really, really messed my life up, Paulino said. It affected me a lot. It affected my health, my mental health. She then received a call from Social Security officials who told her the mistake was the result of a typo. According to the representative, a funeral home tried to report someone else dead but got a digit wrong in the Social Security number, submitting Paulino's number instead. The Social Security Administration told NBC4 Washington its records were highly accurate and that less than 0.33% of the more than 3 million death reports they received annually were later corrected, suggesting around 10,000 reports were wrong each year. This happened almost on a daily basis, attorney Joseph McClellan previously told the network. The impact is the worst impact you can have on your credit report. Paulino told NBC4 Washington that following their inquiries, she received a letter from the Social Security Administration saying that the mistake had been corrected and that she was officially alive again. It does sound like a giant fucking hassle, right? Like, why can't the Social Security Administration talk to the credit bureau and be like, okay, we're going to flip it back to this date. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. You know, it can't be that fucking difficult.
No, that's too difficult.
Right. Obviously.
You should know that by now.
I digress.
All right. Well, from one living entity to, well, another. This coming from TechCrunch.com. Google's Notebook LM had to teach its AI podcast hosts not to act annoyed at humans. Being interrupted is, well, annoying. Apparently, even AI-generated podcast hosts agree. Or so Google's Notebooks LM's users discovered. Notebook LM's launched last year and went viral for its feature that creates entirely AI-generated podcast-like discussions from content users uploaded, discussed by chatty AI bots acting like podcast hosts. In December of 2024, Notebook LM launched a new feature called interactive mode, which allows users to, quote, call in to the podcast and ask questions, essentially interrupting the AI hosts as they talk. When the feature was first rolled out, the AI hosts seemed, well, annoyed at such interruptions. They were occasionally giving snippy comments to human callers like, quote, I was getting to that, or as I was about to say, which felt oddly adversarial, Josh Woodward, VP of Google Labs, explained to TechCrunch. So, Notebook LM's team decided that some friendliness tuning was in order and posted a self-deprecating joke about it on the product's official X account. Woodward said the team fixed the problem partly by studying how its own members would answer interruptions more politely. We tested a variety of different prompts, often studying how people on the team would answer interruptions, and we landed on a new prompt that we think feels more friendly and engaging, he said. It's not totally clear why the issue cropped up in the first place. Human podcast hosts sometimes display frustration when interrupted, which could end up in a systems training data. A source familiar with the matter said this case most likely stemmed from the system's prompting design, not training data. However, regardless, the fix appears to be working. When TechCrunch tried it out interactive mode, the AI host did not sound annoyed, but did express surprise, exclaiming, whoa, before politely asking the human to chime in. We're all doomed.
Yeah, there's some things that it's going to take computer AI technology to adapt and understand too, but I can tell you as a host of and co-hosts of many a podcast, when you are the one running the show, you can get annoyed sometimes when people that you've worked with for a really, really long time don't.
What the hell are you talking about? Stop talking.
Don't pick up your cues. I am not talking about you. I am talking about the DWI podcast.
Wait, you know when you grab a pen, you do this. You're just like stabbing it at your camera. I know all about that. I'm not that dumb.
Have you heard about the Staten Island Beautification Squad, Dave?
You know what? I'm virtually a part of it at this point.
Really? You're a part of the Staten Island Beautification? Well, for those who haven't, let me tell you. Several speed cameras across Staten Island have been blocked by fake flowers to keep those cameras from catching speeders. Videos and pictures of these blocking blossoms have gotten attention on social media, with many praising the creative but illegal obstruction. Somebody's going around to all these speed cameras and putting flowers on them. Bro, I'm buying you a beer, one person said in a video posted on Instagram. Affixed with duct tape and zip ties, a note is also left at the bottom saying, brought to you by the Staten Island Beautification Squad. The City Department of Transportation says it's taken down as many as 14 of these obstructions across Staten Island. DOT calls floral obstructions unacceptable. While I don't encourage it, I can totally understand the frustration, Staten Island Borough President Vito Faselli said. He said the speed cameras were originally introduced to put around school zones, but adds that they've already spread about everywhere else and operate 24/7. At the core of it, it's not just about protecting kids around schools. It's morphed into something dramatically different. And people, I think, are just getting fed up with being told, hey, we've got to do this and that to protect you, when in fact, all it is about money, Faselli said. But the DOT didn't say it with flowers, bluntly writing in a statement, speeding kills, tampering with speed cameras is unacceptable and puts lives at risk. We are actively working with New York Police Department and the perpetrators will be held accountable for jeopardizing public safety. A Staten Island resident named Faith was one of many pedestrians on busy Richmond Road walking with kids and called the obstructions dangerous. She said she finds that finding speedy drivers, thanks to the cameras, has been the best move to slow them down. Especially on the block, there's a lot of car crashes and everything. So yeah, I feel a little bit unsafe, Faith said.
Look, just leave the Sibs alone, man. The Sibs are doing exactly what they need to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a speeding problem in your neighborhood and you live somewhere, you definitely want those cameras up to slow people down. Now, if you're a driver that has to go through these zones that you don't want to slow down like you didn't have to before on your daily drive, well, then you might just have to pick a different way, because they're there and they're going to catch these people. They got fucking cameras, you know.
You know what, though? I can understand why you'd want to beautify Staten Island.
That part we get. Yes, the Staten Island Beautification Squad has a lot of work to do. A lot of job security there. Speaking of job security, thechairshot.com's got you covered with tons of coverage. Great news, articles, podcasts galore. Don't forget Chairshot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms, and thechairshot.com. Check it out. No, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. That's what I wanted to say. Check that out. Makes a great gift as well. We'll be right back with more odd, crazy, and weird news.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
The wackiness continues, this time coming from thestatestories.com. As well, this feels a little bit like deja vu, I guess, in a sense, Tony, because woman accused of taking dead uncle to bank for a loan.
Deja vu?
Eric, well, yeah, I guess. If you're Erica de Souza Vieira Nunez, the woman accused of taking her deceased uncle to a bank in a wheelchair to secure a loan of 17,000 Brazilian reais, basically $3,200, says she didn't know he had died. On April 16th of 2024 at a bank in Rio de Janeiro, when Nunez introduced herself as the niece and caregiver of Paulo Roberto Braga, 68-year-old pensioner, bank staff grew suspicious as Nunez attempted to hold Braga's head upright while asking him to sign loan documents. Footage from the scene shows Nunez addressing Braga, saying, "Uncle, are you listening? You have to sign it. I can't sign it for you." When the deceased man's head swayed, she used her hand to steady it and add, "Sign here and stop giving me a headache." Paramedics confirmed that Braga had been dead for, quote, several hours. Authorities intervened, arresting Nunez, and started an investigation into the possibility of organized fraud. While in custody, Nunez claimed Braga was alive on their way to the bank. Her lawyers argue this as part of her defense. However, federal police state that the timing of Braga's death does not impact the charges. Police Chief Fabio Luiz tells Brazilian media, "Knowing whether he entered alive or dead provides more information, but it doesn't change the crime itself. Just the fact that she continued, even though he was dead, already configures the crimes for which she will answer for." Following the 16 days in custody, Nunez was released on bail and gave her first public statement to the Brazilian TV program Fantástico. "The day away from my family have been horrible. Very difficult, in fact. I didn't realize my uncle was dead. It's absurd what people are saying. I'm not that monster," she said. Nunez blamed her actions on the sleeping pill Zolpidem, saying she had taken too much that day. She also added, "I don't clearly remember the incident. I was undergoing treatment and may have taken more than I should have." Maybe Uncle Braga took a little too many sleeping pills that day too.
I don't believe anything she says to you.
Especially looking at her picture. She's looking. She doesn't exactly look like the most trustworthy of nieces.
Yeah.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.
All for $3,200.
hey, don't. I'd do a lot for $3,200.
Well, I mean, all right. Well,
if she didn't kill him, but she just took him in, is that worth $3,200?
Either way, it's wrong, Dave.
Okay. Well, look, I'm just trying to ask. Okay, I'm trying. This is like the hard discussions that you normally would ask an AI podcast host.
I was getting to that. Well, it seems like there is a lack of reason to celebrate, and that has been measured by a lack of sales in the champagne industry. CNN here reports, my other story was from Sky News, so just to get that back out there, and MSN.com. Champagne sales have lost their pop as people around the world aren't in the mood to say cheers. The total number of champagne shipments from France sank nearly 10% last year to 271 million bottles, making the second consecutive year of declines as inflation-weary consumers cut back and generally gloom mood permeates across the globe. That's according to a new report from Comité Champagne, a trade association representing more than 16,000 wine growers and 320 champagne houses, which painted a dour picture of the industry that aligns with sales of other alcoholic beverages. Maxime Toubar, co-president of the organization, said bluntly that this is no time for celebration with inflation, conflicts around the world, economic uncertainty, and a political wait-and-see attitude in some of the champagne's biggest markets, including the United States and France. Sales in France of the homegrown beverage also dipped 7% to 118 million bottles because the domestic market is still suffering from prevailing gloomy political and economic context, the statement said. France held a snap election over the summer that resulted in a hung parliament. French luxury giant LVMH first signaled in July that 2024 was going to be a rough year for champagne when it reported a 15% decline in sales for bubbly for the first half of the year. Despite the declines, the association's co-president David Chatillon reiterated that champagne is a sold, sustainable organizational model that has proved its value even in the face of adversity, which gives it confidence in the future. Champagne is quite linked with celebration, happiness, etc. LVMH chief financial officer Jean-Jacques Gianni said on an earnings call.
I love that name.
Jean-Jacques Gianni. Maybe the current global situation, be it geopolitical or macroeconomic, does not lead people to cheer up and to open up bottles of champagne. I think the most important part of that story is how I completely nailed all these French names.
I mean, Jean-Jacques Gianni, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I might not have pronounced them exactly perfect, but when you don't mess up and you just go with your own interpretation and confidence, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
It's like Eddie Izzard said. It's 90% about your vibe and your volume and your body language and 10% about what you say.
How many more do you have there, Tunny?
I got one left.
All right, good. That's what I thought. I wanted to save one, but I have plenty, so that's why I bring this up. But this one comes from Yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Music teacher Music teacher convicted of assault for holding pupil upside down.
What?
A music teacher was convicted of assault after he held a pupil upside down by the ankles to, quote, cheer her up. Sean Haythornthwaite, who was described as having a quiet and calm manner, claimed he took on a parental role to try to make the girl laugh after she had been hiding under a table following an argument. The teacher told the school the girl was, quote, laughing when he picked her up, and the others in the class laughed with her, not at her. But after a parent complained, he was reported to the police and ultimately found guilty of assault after a trial. Hey, Thornthwaite said he made a, quote, well-intended but poor choice that ruined my life and destroyed my career. A teaching regulation agency panel heard Hey, Thornthwaite was employed by Cumbria County Council as a music teacher and was working at a C-scale primary school near Whitehaven at the time of the incident in February of 2022. Very much out of character. After a police investigation and trial, the teacher was convicted of assault by beating at Workington Magistrates Court in July later that year. Sentenced to 150 hours of unpaid work and ordered to pay compensation of £100, I assume. Haythornthwaite had been working for 6 years at the time of the incident and was partway through his postgraduate certification in education, the panel had heard. A woman who was not named told the panel she was utterly shocked when she heard about the allegation, as it was very much out of character for him. She said, describing Haythornthwaite as having a quiet and calm demeanor. Another witness said the teacher was upset and really distressed. He was a bit devastated and just seemed broken. Explaining his actions, the teacher told the panel, I took a parental role in a situation to try and cheer up a child because they are my responsibility and because I did not have the knowledge to keep myself safe in a teaching environment. Well, he has challenged everything for the his imprisonment, which was indicative that the offense was at the less serious end of the possible spectrum. I have concluded that a prohibition order is not proportionate or in the public interest. So now he gets to teach again. You know.
What have you learned here, Dave?
That I can dangle children by their ankles.
No, that you don't. Gosh, dang it, Dave.
What?
I have a better.
He's still allowed to teach.
All right. That's fair. That's fair. But I think our last story here has a suggestion for you to replace dangling kids upside down. Perhaps, maybe you'd like to hand out a Progresso soup drop, Dave. That's right. Mm. The company is offering chicken noodle hard candy. Soup you can suck on, Dave. Soup you can suck on. The story comes from Fox WFRX in Washington. If you didn't know, January is National Soup Month, and a company that often comes to mind when you think of canned soup decided to offer people a different way to experience chicken noodle in the form of drops. Think savory, hearty candy, and you get an idea of what to expect from the limited edition Progresso soup drops, which General Mills bills as soup you can suck on. In introducing the product, General Mills said the drops are the ultimate colad and flu cold and flu season.
Colad?
C-O-L-A-D is how they spelled cold. Damn it, WFXR Fox, get a fucking spell checker. The drops were available online beginning Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern, and a short time later, the website had a message, we're sold out, but not for long. Check back next Thursday. Progresso posted the information about the sellout on its Instagram. So there you go, folks. Progresso soup drops. Not only, not only sweet hard candy's been given out by old people, now savory soup drops. Dave?
I'd try it.
I love the phrase, though. That the phrase of the day, soup you can suck on.
No, thanks. I'm so good. By the way, today President Trump will receive the first ever presidential commemorative inaugural Diet Coke bottle from Coca-Cola today. So I figured just to throw that in there because you said cola. It was too good to pass up, especially given the timing. Well, this has been another great episode of The Oddity. This is news you can suck on, right? Stories you can suck on. There you go. That's a much better one.
Suck on this, listeners.
Yeah, news you can noodle. There it is. Yeah, think about it. Think about these things. Go ahead and cause your own problems that'll get into our stories. If you want to shake a kid upside down, go ahead. You can do it as much as you want.
Don't do that.
So long as you're a teacher in Whitehaven, I guess.
Don't do it unless it's your own. No, just don't do it at all. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Probably not. I don't recommend it. I'm a teacher, by the way. I shouldn't do that. Outside of that, my name is Dave Wirtz for PC Tunney. This has been The Oddity News on The Oddities News Network, ChairShot Radio Network, also known as thechairshot.com. And, just keep the news ridiculous. Suck on that.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.